Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a Trent presentation from November 2015. Ms. Nora Kühne, independent fashion and design consultant, presents Comfort Zone Casual Friday to Athleisure.
Welcome to a Trent lecture about a topic which Performance Day selected as main topic or as a keyword for this session of a show. And I would like to talk to you about comfort zone. And so what does it mean that we see today or within the last 2 years with rising movement of athleisure, of getting more relaxed, going with a relaxed attitude to the office? So what is the socio-cultural context of this movement or this trend? And also, what does it mean for sports? Can we take profit from this? And I think it's a very interesting topic. And also in socio-cultural terms, as you see here, the picture I've chosen, I think you all know this. I don't have to say anything about these men, madmen. Perfect suit, which was the dress code for many years in the branch, in the industry, in the banks, everywhere. So this was just, you had to appear in a perfect shape and dressed for success. And you expressed your strength also with a perfect suit, with a perfect button-down shirt, or really a perfect appearance. So, and then, by end of the 1950s, first companies started to allow a bit more relaxed dress code for Fridays. So this was the beginning of a casual Friday. People were allowed to appear in the office, to pop up in the office with a more relaxed attitude. Might it be without a tie, might it be with a looser jacket. But there were still rules. What about the no-gos? So the no-gos were mainly not to go too casual and not to wear athletic or sloppy garments. These, what you see here, the pictures are just some findings from the internet at the moment. So these are really up-to-date interpretations of casual Friday look. But nevertheless, in style guides, already from the 1960s, you should avoid athletic pieces. So what does it mean that today you can go even with your sports bra under your blues into office or to official appointments you have, and that even sports bras have become or have turned into a fashion item? So at the moment we see kind of peak of athleisure. In the US, it's already for 2 or 3 years a theme which is rapidly growing. A lot of companies already have made a bigger diversification of their brands. They have launched new collection parts specializing on athleisure, and a lot of brands on top. I think someone like Lululemon, they are leader of the pack going to the direction of athleisure. You see here some pictures just really taken from what I found on the internet or in magazines. And the first thing which was really the main driver were the pants. Women appreciate, and we have seen this very often within the last 20 years, leggings are something women like. They like to wear them a whole day long and not only in the gym. So the main driver were the leggings. But on top of that, or also men within the last 2 or 3 years discovered that a man's pant, a masculine pant, can also have some stretch. Because up to 5 years ago, it was really difficult to sell men's trousers with some stretch, whereas women already for many years, I have only very few trousers which have no stretch because it's just comfortable, easy to move, and it fits to your body if you want as skinny as possible. So I never understood why the market for men was had so many difficulties in selling stretched to men. Okay, so also with men, they discover the thing that some comfort in everyday life might be quite a nice thing. Of course, these wish for comfort and feeling well all day and feeling comfortable is a reflection of our days. It's just we are always mobile, we are always on the run, we have to travel a lot. So we need comfortable, pragmatic clothing, and of course, it reflects also the thing that sports have become a part of our lifestyle. Modern lifestyle, which is health conscious. We want to be fit, we want to be in perfect shape, we have to bring our daily efforts really in the best shape possible. That is the driver of our society, that is the driver of professional success. If you are not fit, you might not be able to fit the needs of the industry, of your job, of your family maybe even. So this is really something. So this thinking or this integrating of sports clothing into an everyday life, in normal life, is really something which is owed to this profound change in our lifestyle. But this is really a trend which was started by women. They are the ones, they said, we have a complicated life, we have to combine job, being mother, being around with friends, with girlfriends, we want to go to the gym, we want to practice running and so on. So women really started. You all know we're talking about yoga mummies and things like this. They are started this trend. They just went out in the same look that they go to the gym because they have to bring the children to the kindergarten in the morning, and then they want to integrate before going to the job some movement. Might it be running, yoga, Pilates, whatever. So they just wanted something which is multi-purpose, and in which in the clothing where they feel well, and they also feel like looking good. But of course, the shape has to be according. Just a visualization of women's life is about usually, and of course, they want to be dressed in a way that they feel good and comfortable all day. As I said before, also men discovered more comfort in everyday life is really a nice thing to have. What we see today, people want to have comfort, they want to have pragmatic clothing. Of course, they want to look nice. They want an individual staging of themselves. They want to show their individuality, to express their individuality, but they decide what they wear. It's not us to tell them this is wonderful, this is the it piece of the season. They just do what they want and what they think is fitting their lifestyle and the image they have of themselves or the image they want to create. For athleisure, for the trend, it means people are really using more basic stuff, more basic garments of our sports clothing. But they, through the context they are wearing it or in the context they are melting it in, the thing gets really dressy, really stylish, really cool, really smart. So this is really the individual who brings these things to life. As you can see on the right-hand side, it's just an advertising from this season, just these pants, and then a usual fashionable cloth, the coat, and you have a look which is really properly dressed. It has a certain leisure attitude, but it's most of all cool and smart. And yes, you look great, you feel great, and this is what this story is about. And another thing which is reflected in this, we all love to be pragmatic. We need to be pragmatic, we want to save time, and therefore we have a preference for all-in-one. For hybrid products, we heard a lot of talking about hybridization of products, of cars, of anything else. So we have a preference for versatile products. Once it was only the Swiss knife. Nowadays you have even the thermoblender, something which I found astonishing. It's really a phenomenon. I don't know whether you are all familiar with this thing. It's only sold, you can only order it. You can't get it in a shop and you have to order it. It's quite expensive. It costs 1,200 euros and you can't get it in the next second. So it's not there in the next day when you order it. You have to wait. There are waiting lists because they can only produce a certain amount, a number of these things. So, you see, and of course, the smartphone is a perfect example, all in one. As we are nomadic, we are traveling a lot, and we don't really want to have heavyweight things with us. So all in one is the principle. And this is also for our clothing. If we travel, we want to make, we are on a business trip, we want to run in the morning or after our appointments in the evening. You don't want to take an extra pair of shoes. You don't want an extra clothing just to be able to run in the evening. So a wardrobe exists based on sports clothing is more or less the usual composition. And I think it's quite funny that at the moment in New York, in the Brooklyn Museum, you have an exhibition about the rise of the sneaker culture. Nothing more perfect to illustrate this trend of athleisure, of being more pragmatic, of taking sports garments or sports pieces to the everyday life. The sneaker does it all already for years now, and there's no end of the boom. And the sneakers today, they take you from functionality to luxury and back. So I think this is really a perfect example. And now we see also more of our clothing or more of our clothing items moving into fashion. And also the interpretations of sports or fashion brands make collections inspired by our items, and they bring back fashion to sports because a lot of women really prefer to have something designed by Stella McCartney and her team, or they like the fashion spirit, which we have collected for many years in the sports brand. We were focused on functionality, protection, on really high performance there, and we have neglected this part, and now others show us what you can do with, actually do with our fabrics, with our accessories, and even with our patterns. So, because when you see here, this is statistics from the US, Cotton Incorporated, from 2014. So here you have some of the reasons why people buy activewear. But the most important number is this one. 92% admit that they don't wear sports clothing for sports, but they wear it for other stories, for other things. I think this is really, which shows perfectly what I keep telling for many years now. Really, the high performers are a small number. And all, like we are here, most of us do things only for high performers. Of course, this has started to change within the last 2-3 years. But really, it's obvious. People like our clothes, but they don't do high performance. So why don't come back less functionality or maybe not even 40,000 millimeters of watercolor, my preferred example, but it's enough to have 8,000 millimeters because the usual consumer really doesn't need to go to a theater in the evening and have a jacket with 40,000 millimeter watercolor. It's nonsense, and we could be a lot more sustainable if we would just do what is appropriate or what people expect us to do. I love these statistics. So what about a trend to stay? Of course, I think we are all aware that there is no really fundamental trend which is followed for 1, 2, or 3 seasons. The seasons, there is no, everybody can do what he wants. It's about telling a story, rising emotion, and making people feel like I have to have this. Because we are in saturated markets, we are not talking about what people need. It's about what people want. And the people really have very often very clear premises and very clear image of what we want and what we want to buy. And so I think what athleisure shows perfectly, in a world with blurring boundaries, job, work-life balance, things like this, all is floating and melting together and follows. We are moving around. I don't know, is it now leisure time? Is it work time? Because I'm checking my emails, and every adult following statistics is checking his smartphone every 6 minutes. So I can't even imagine when you have leisure time, because checking emails is already something connected to work or some obligations you have, or you have to meet someone. So this is all in a big flow in the meantime, all these aspects and facets of our life. And of course, if leisure is something which fits with development, because you can easily move from one story to the other, from one part of your life to the next one. Maybe you have only to change the shoes, or maybe only a small accessory, and then you look great also in the evening, though you have started the day with taking the children to the kindergarten. And as the consumer does, should we do break the rules and really think of new image besides of our performance consumers? Of course, we will always have performers and high performers, people who really want latest technology, who want the perfect fit, who want, I don't know what we will develop in the future. But nevertheless, there will be a certain amount of people will always be there and be in this mood. But we ourselves should ask us, or the brands should ask themselves, is it possible to change a bit my direction, and how can I develop further to fit the people needs from today, the contemporary needs? And another advertising which I found in, and it's exactly illustrating what I think. I'm thinking what is to stay. We blend in sports with luxury, we blend in with stylish accessories. So what we are seeing now is a blend of everything. We are blending, like I said before, all in one. Also blending, just blending these and that, and just make your individual mixture. And the mixture doesn't have to fit always in together what we think, what might be the right way of mixing things. I learned lately a sentence from a British colleague. She said, mix, don't match. So this is really what it is about. And it's not us to tell them, oh, this doesn't fit or it doesn't match. Just mix and follow your individual spirit, because this is the only way to show your individuality. So people really, as I mentioned in the beginning, also the sports bra has become a fashion item in the last seasons. As you can see here, it's really fashionable. And I remember also a colleague, one of my colleagues, last trade show here, I think. And she also had a slightly transparent white blue. She wore, obviously, a sports bra, though she is not a sportswoman. She's designing sports, but she's not performing sports. So I thought, what does it tell me? So you see also here all these names of companies which are not on the German market, at least, or hard to only to buy via internet. I think they already know what is the thing of our days. And so let's have a look at what women are usually spending on sports clothing for Germany, statistics. So the most average price is about 50 euros. That's not so much, and should make us think. Yeah, if they only buy for, and only nearly to 30% of them, so this is not a really big number. It shows what statistics or researches within the last 3-4 years have shown, that mainly women don't feel attracted by our products. You know for sure that also the European Outdoor Summit for 2 weeks ago tackled this question. And so this should really make us aware that women, yes, they are different. We are different. And you see here a list of women spending on most favorite items from 2014. So even after fake jewelry. So sorry, lot people. Sorry, guys and girls. This is horrible for us. I think there is really a lot to do. And we can be more fashionable. I can't understand why we don't use the momentum to develop a bit more fashion spirit and a bit more female-focused collections, or part of a collection. Yes, you can do your hard challenge, high-performer collections. Yes, do it, please. But don't forget that there are many other people, and mainly women, who want something different from you. As somebody told me, one fashion blogger who told me that she, before athleisure, before this trend came up, she would never have taken any sports piece for her personal wardrobe. But in the second wear, the first ladies showed some how stylish athleisure can look, or sports pieces in this combination called athleisure, she also started to use them. But argument for not buying before was a lack of stylish workout clothes. So, and also here, also the advertising, it's also really, there was pretty much research about this theme. We need different stories, we need different settings for advertising and marketing. New stories, new imagery. Women have another image of how to do sports. No woman will like to look like this. And also the man won't like a woman who looks like this. Yeah? Because then they say, Yeah? So it's not attracting us. Maybe for men it's a habit they want to introduce, but for women it's a no-go. So we have to think, and also advertising companies have to think about new stories, new imagery, which is really tackling women's world. And to show also that athleisure is really something which is here to stay, it's not as a trend. I think it's just the attitude of living your life. It's just being here. You want functionality to a certain regard. You want a pragmatic clothing, but you also want to have style. But you see here that this is for the U.S. market with the teens. Denim, this all-time favorite, is really losing turnover to athleisure. It also shows that there is a wide acceptance in the market for this trend and for this interpretation of sporting clothes. And as I said before, also men, it's also tackling the mark for men's clothing, as now for younger men, things like this proper dress on the left-hand side are shown and they are accepted. And I think I have already seen here today a lot of men in jock denims or jock pants. So this is really something which younger men already have adapted and are influenced by when putting together their wardrobe. Also here some current interpretation from a label which is rather successful in the American market, John Elliott, and some retailers here have it already too. But this is of a modern man, and it's really possible to go to the office in such a look. Of course, might not be to the German bank, but also them, they have to change a lot of their habits. Yeah, consume and you are. The reason for your existence is consuming. So we see that women don't like so much our clothing. They like special garments. They like a specifically more fashionable interest. Nevertheless, a lot of people do shopping and they like to buy. And so I want to show you some of the criteria, brand new from a Spiegel Outfit Studio, which has just been published, about why do people buy certain things, or why do they buy clothes. So most important to about is a study with about more than 5,000 people were asked, so it's quite good, nearly 100% the fit. And I think this is really something we also have to work on in sports still, our fitting. We have lost a lot of knowledge and a lot of really ability to do good patterns, fitting patterns for people who have not perfect bodies, who just start sports to get in better shape. So really, we need to work on this topic. What I find out also important, of course, you know all that the German market is very price sensible, as we call it. So people are not prepared or not willing to buy at a higher price. But I just want to ask you, who taught them that they can get the same stuff, which is today about 150 euros, but it is within 4 weeks, it will be available for only 80. This was us, ourselves, the industry, the retailers, sales, red numbers, and so on. We taught them, and now they don't believe that our clothing has any value. because we cannot, we don't see what we all do, what our efforts are worth, or and what the fabric costs and what the manufacturing costs. We only have a feeling. It's really the feeling that you can't estimate what is a real appropriate price for that. I have many, many discussions in this way with also friends of mine who are not in textiles. We always tell me, oh, you all earn so much money and you bought your prices and what. And saying, hey, what do you think has somebody to earn, or what do you believe what such a fabric costs? So this is really something where we don't have any trustability in the market for this. They trust us if we say it has 40,000 millimeter water column. This we trust due to Gore, but they don't trust us with a price. And the most important thing here, you see that this number is already shrinking the brand importance. So it's not important what is the brand, for only few people. And I would say these are the high performers who are really true customers to a label, as if they want fixed to the label, they will stay with the label. So here it's really, this is something, why are we all here? Yeah, I would like to ask, so why do we all these marketing things if people really don't care for it? Something I can really recommend. I have been in Rotterdam 2 weeks ago, and I didn't plan to go to this exhibition because I didn't know anything about it. And an architectural museum in Rotterdam has been turned into a temporary fashion museum. And it was really great, and I can only recommend to have a look there. It was really very, very interesting, tackling fashion and clothing in a modern way, not to look at wonderful garments from Gaudier, Alexander McQueen, or someone. Just looking at some clothing from the last decades, then tackling the matter of how the fashion system might collapse within the next years, and shown by two young guys, they call them their collection Hacked. So following the guideline, we hacked the fashion system. We do things different, because we cannot continue in the way or in these old structures which have been modeled by the years after World War II and then the following decades. Now is a completely different time due to digitalization, and we really have to change systems, procedures, and structures. And then on top, something also for the children to learn, and I think I like this really very much. It's only one picture. I have taken a lot of other points about the waste of water to earn cotton. But if you imagine that 30% of a worldwide textile production, only 30% is sold at the price the brand wants or the retailer wants. 30% are already sold at a reduced price. And 40% sometimes even don't leave the company, the manufacturing company, is thrown away. So this shows really also the problem that we have. Just too much, and we are producing masses of same. So I think this is really the tipping point is here. And we have to think new, and of course we do it in sports. Of course, we all have developed new fabrics, new ways of manufacture our fabrics and so on. We are creative, so just let's take the chance. It's really the point. I know we have this super complex supply chain, which is really a problem, to change things. But I don't think that we will succeed with trying to to make certificates for every step you take in the supply chain or so. This is just too complex. You can spend tons of money on these items or with the textile agreement with the German minister. It's wonderful to do this, but really think anew, not try to heal the old thing. So therefore, some things. Hype hopping, of course, like athleisure is not a hype hop, is not a hype in this sense. It's a trend to more pragmatic and functional clothing in every day. What the fashion bloggers and Elle and all these fashion magazines make out of athleisure, because they lack other trends. And they found it at the moment. They have found it chic to report, and some of the journalists, they like to dress like this. But this is something which is a hype. But this with thinking that people need a more relaxed attitude in everyday life. This is something to stay. So passion, some passion about what we do, about our products. Do we still love them, or do we just do them because we want to earn money? Of course, we all have to earn money, but we also should have some passion. So my main thing is that we have to refine and redefine the brand identities, because people also, they want satisfying products. Today, it's about emotion, about stories, about surprising. It's not that we can say, oh, okay, so here you have the figures. This is a masculine way of buying. This is still true for them, for many men. But on the other hand side, women are more, they want, I want to feel good. I want to have joy or some fun with my clothing. I want to look good. I want to feel good. I want to be admired, maybe. And I want to look even better than I really actually do. So these are the things we have to look for, to reach with these points and at this point, and not with just some figures and selling at a cheap price. So, yeah, time for changing the direction. And the digital disruption, all these fundamental changes are really a chance to set up new business models. So let's work on it. Start now. And thanks a lot. And if you have some questions, I'm here all day long until the end. And if somebody wants to ask right now something, please feel free. And thanks a lot for being here and listening, that attentive. Thanks. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to www.performancedays.eu. Copyright 2015 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.